Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Talkin' Tofu, the podcast about the vegan snacks that touch our lives. I'm Becky Streepy.
And I'm David Streepy. And this week on the show, with Seppo Timber continues. This week on the show, Seppo Timber continues.
Yeah, it does.
Put it in the script.
It is.
Where? Oh, God, at the end?
Yeah, God, it's Lord. Fun. It's fun that way.
This week on the show, Seppo Timber continues, and it's a tot-off. We'll try tater tots from around the world. We'll also talk about... are we doing that, too?
Yeah.
We'll also talk about the kettle chip nachos that we ate. Seppo Timber continues.
Y'all, I don't know if you caught it, but Seppo Timber...
Week three, baby!
We're doing it.
We are just...
Seppo Timber.
Waist deep. In a celebration of the potato.
Oh.
I'm waist deep in potato cream right now. Wading around in it. I almost said waddling around. Practically waddling around with all the starches we've eaten.
It's because it's so thick.
Yeah. 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 Do you have any more comments about how deep into potato cream you are at this point?
I'm swimming in it. Just treading water. You're swimming almost in drowning.
The as you put it, thick cream. Mm-hmm. You're swimming in it.
I mean, I'm trying.
Is it difficult?
It's not going great.
How deep are you?
Deep end, 6 feet.
Go on.
It's a problem.
You're 6 feet.
I'm sinking.
So I'm waist deep in potato cream.
Yeah.
And you're 6 feet deep in potato cream, trying to swim and drowning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we're in a pool.
Yeah, like this was a swimming pool. I don't know why you aren't helping me. You can obviously see me struggling, and yet you just here making your little jokes.
I didn't know it was a pool until now.
Okay, well, now that you... Did you notice someone...
We've just been celebrating potatoes so hard, I think I lost track of the location.
I think so, too.
I'm concerned at how you got into the deep end celebrating potatoes so hard.
Oh, I did a cannonball.
So you knew it was a pool.
Yeah, I was like, let's do this.
And you ran and jumped. You said something out loud indicating that it was a pool to me.
I said cannonball.
You think I'm the type of person that would hear that and not know that I was in a pool?
Well, I didn't think that, but it seems like that's where we're at. That's the situation we're in.
Hear me out. Yeah. What if we're not in a pool?
Oh, shit.
We're waist deep mm-hmm. in potato cream.
Yeah, we are.
The product of a celebration of the potato. A month long. 3 weeks into a month long celebration of the potato.
Mm-hmm.
And you've arguably had too much to celebrate.
Oof, yeah.
Because you've gone deep into the potato cream. No, I think of it more as you're celebrating. Can we erase the pool part? I like to yes and you, but can we erase the pool part?
Sure.
Let's take the pool part out of it.
Yeah.
I tried to yes and you, and then you're like, I don't know what to tell you. It's a pool.
Yes.
But if we took that back, I see it more as we're celebrating, and every time we're celebrating, our actions generate a little potato cream. And over the course of time, that cream piles up and piles up and piles up until we look down and, ooh, we're waist deep in it.
Mm-hmm.
We've celebrated the potato too much. We're waist deep in this cream. The potato. Stop looking at me like that.
It evokes an image.
A potato cream? Provokes and evokes
an image.
It's provoking something with me. That's not what I mean.
I know.
Don't try to redirect this and put this on track. So in that visual, you're there with me and we're looking around and we're surrounded by the fruit of our celebration.
Mm-hmm.
We can barely move. We're like, how did we get into this pickle?
It's true.
But it's not pickle timber.
It's not.
It's sepo timber.
That's right.
That's right.
Pickle timber doesn't come until the spring.
So would you agree that we've celebrated the potato so much that we're surrounded by a metaphorical potato cream that has restricted our movement?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
There's no denying it.
Okay. And so to bring it all back, would you characterize yourself as swimming in this?
No.
No. No, but. All right.
Dave, how are
you? Should we try the tots?
What? They're not ready.
Oh.
Dave. How are you?
I don't have a how I'm doing.
Oh.
I don't have a how I'm doing. Maybe that's why I did all of that. Because I thought maybe if I did that.
Do you want to know how I'm doing?
You're hurt. Your foot's hurt. You're grumpy because you're not skating. You might go skate later this week.
I am going.
That's not what I see.
I am going. On Thursday, there's a Heroes and Villains roller disco. And I have created an Ursula costume, and I am going to the roller disco.
Regardless of whether you skate or not?
Yes. But I'm going to skate. It's going to be awesome.
So what you're saying is,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to hear about this on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And Saturday.
I'm going to re-injure myself.
And Sunday. You know it's on Saturday. Our wedding
anniversary
is on Saturday. And you're planning to ruin it.
I'm not going to ruin it.
You better not.
I won't.
I better not hear a peep. Well, we're here. We're clear. We like potatoes.
Yeah, we do.
What better way to celebrate it than with a tot off?
Yeah.
This was one of the original ideas that I had for September 2023.
Yeah. And then you told me it was boring. So I tried to scrap it and then you got mad.
Yeah. I don't know why you picked that as the indictment. Like the thing that causes a change in the plan. Me thinking it's bad. But you had one. Let's recap what we've done for September so far. We ranked Zapp's chips.
We sure did.
Two of which we'd already had. We talked about a dish we had already talked about on the pod that we got at Planta.
Yeah.
And then last week.
We talked about another dish that we'd already talked about. That potato salad.
That's right. Yeah, I know. I'm aware.
Although.
And then, all right. Go ahead.
I will say. Your concept of a potato salad sandwich did cause quite a stir on the internet.
I don't want to talk about that yet.
Oh.
That's for the finale.
Okay.
Is it not?
No, I'm just saying.
Is it not?
I'm just saying a lot of comments, messages, excitement about the potato salad sandwich.
There's a bit of a buzz.
Yeah.
There's a bit of a buzz out there.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I'll say. Okay. The chickens are clucking. That's all I'll say about it.
The chickens are
clucking. The chickens are clucking.
Yeah.
And I hear them. I hear the clucks. And it's got me wondering.
Yeah.
Is there a weasel in that hen house? It's got me wondering. Maybe I'm the weasel in that hen house.
Oh, no.
Right?
Get out of
no,
there.
No, in a good way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a disruptor.
Right.
Yeah.
A disruptor.
So maybe, I don't want to give too much away, but maybe something's about to get disrupted around here. In a potato sense.
Go on.
No, I said I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, yeah. No, why would we? Why would we say when we could not say? So, Dave.
We are going to say next time in the finale of September. We saved all the good stuff for the finale, guys.
This tot-off's going to be good.
I don't think it is. Do you want to know the spoiler? They'll forget by the time we actually get to it.
No.
We've already eaten all the tots that we're going to tot-off.
Yeah, but
I already know what I'm going to rank.
Oh, I mean, I have some thoughts, but I want to try them all again together and get a real feel.
And when I got to say, when I say we'll try tots from around the world, it's not untrue. But it's also not going very far around the world.
No, mostly to three different grocery stores.
Yeah, but multiple purchases at two of those grocery stores.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's work.
I have been shopping for tots for weeks for this challenge.
That's almost hard to believe.
I know, but it's true. One day I went to four different stores and still only came home with two bags of tots. Anyway, Sepotember continues. Do you want to set the table for these kettle chip nachos?
So we went to St. Simon's Island. We went to Barrier Island Brewery, yet another place that we have been to and have spoken about. And another menu item that we have spoken about on this podcast. Where my nephew had potato chip nachos.
I think on their menu they called it the potato chip skillet.
Okay.
But yeah, it was basically potato chip nachos.
Yeah. Are we talking takeout now?
Ish.
You got to set these segments up. You got to say, it's talking takeout.
It's talking takeout.
Okay.
So the potato chip skillet at the Barrier, at Barrier Island Brewing, is house chips, which were like kettle chips, mm-hmm. with steak, beer cheese, cheddar jack cheese, red onions, and tomatoes topped with sour cream.
That's right.
This came out and it looked epic.
Yeah, it looked real good.
It looked real good. And we were like, we got to veganize that.
Yeah.
And so we came home and several months later.
Yeah. Well, we saved it for September.
Yeah, we did. September rolled around and we veganized it.
Yes.
The kid and I teamed up on this project. It was really fun. He is into cooking with me now. Suddenly. Mm-hmm. He made one breakfast and now he's a little sous chef and I love it. So this is how I made the kettle chip nachos. Step one, line a baking sheet. Mm-hmm. Preheat the oven to 350. Step two, spread a bag of sea salt kettle chips all over the lined baking sheet.
Uh-huh.
Step three, sprinkle on the following. Cooked Beyond steak, tomato, onion, bell pepper, corn, vegan cheddar. Then bake it for 30 minutes. Then pull it out and serve it with sour cream on the side to your family. So yes, yeah. I served my family potato chips for dinner last night.
Come on. What I did. Don't undermine that. That was quite a dish.
It was quite a dish. I felt so ill after I
ate it. Did you really?
Yeah, I felt like absolute garbage.
Now, how is that any different from like eating nachos?
Oh, nachos, same thing.
Okay.
It was just so much.
You said it like it was something that was bad about this specific prep.
Just the amount of grease and cheese, I think, and salt.
Gotcha.
It just, oof, it was like a punch in the face. But before that, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This was incredible. It was incredible. The chips were crunchy and the cheese was melty. I did feel like the chip integrity isn't as strong as a corn chip.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I thought this was great. It was a fork situation, though. I was trying to eat them with my fingers like nachos, and that wasn't working for me. What about you?
So I think that my biggest criticism was that you unilaterally made a decision on the chips to be used.
Yes.
You went out and bought the chips. We didn't talk about it. But if we had, I would have said, now remember, Barrier Island has very thick, very hard chips. The chips that you picked were kettle chips, thicker and harder than your normal potato chip, but not, I don't think they were like super thick and hard. I think there was a thicker and harder option to pick.
There probably was. Yeah, these didn't hold up well.
Texture-wise, that was my note there. Flavor-wise, I thought it was on point. I thought it was amazing. I thought it was really, really good, but it could have been a hand dish. Yeah, I was about halfway hand on it.
Yeah, I was about the same. The ones in the middle, it was real hard to get.
Yeah.
They kind of crumbled.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way the kettle chip crumbles. That's why that's a famous saying.
Well, I wouldn't call it crumbling so much as sogging off, which is the problem because it was not a thick chip. It got soggy and got limp.
Who makes a thicker kettle chip than kettle? Cape Cod?
No, Cape Cod is thinner.
Zapp's doesn't make a plain one. And theirs are thin.
Yeah. We could have made some.
Yeah, maybe that's the answer. Yeah. Is make your own kettle chips that are thicker.
There's a thicker one out there, though.
There is.
We're just not thinking of it. It's like crinkle cut or something like that.
Yeah, the crinkle cut probably does have more structural integrity. That's the
surface
move.
Area.
Listener, if you want to do this, get a crinkle cut kettle chip because it'll be nice and thick. Hold up better to all those toppings. I also put a ton of toppings on there. Like I did the whole bag of just steak tips. I probably could have, or Beyond steak tips. I could have probably done half a bag.
Yeah.
I was hungry. I was cooking hungry. Everything went on in the pan.
Well, I thought it was tasty.
I did too.
This is Talking Toe News.
All right, welcome to Talking Toe News. This is a segment of the podcast where I pluck a headline from the world of vegan news, and then we talk about it. And this week's article, this week's headline, is from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. September 19th, 2023.
A freshie.
By Kelly Yamanuchi. Posted 9 hours ago. Slutty vegans, waffles, and whiskey. What's coming to Hartsfield-Jackson? Restaurant and bar concepts featuring local distillery brands and new Starbucks coffeehouses among new food and beverage options. Slutty Vegan and another place are among the new eateries, with Atlanta Flair planned for Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport as the first major overhaul of airport concessions in more than a decade picks up steam. I then have to log in to see the rest of the article.
Oh, man. I wanted to know.
I did not know about.
Darn. I was hoping to find out what gate.
I had a dream I went to Slutty Vegan last night. And really? It was empty.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. But I didn't go. Didn't really go. So what are your thoughts about that?
Would try.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I would try that. I'd try the whiskey place. Although... Slutty Vegan, that type of food is about the last thing I want before getting on a plane.
Yeah, true. Maybe that's a returning home. But then you want to get out of the airport, go home.
Oh, there's one time that we got off the plane and had Impossible Whoppers and then went home, which I thought was nice. Because yeah. A, we got to have the Impossible Whopper, and then we weren't like starving on the drive home.
Was that our first time having
yes,
it? Yeah. Yeah, that's true, because usually on a travel day, especially returning home, I haven't eaten well because you get up early.
Right.
And you're go, go, go. Airport food, hit and miss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I would like more information about that. Listener, well, if I can find more information about that when I'm editing, maybe there will be more stories by then.
Well, I don't know. I think, would you do an audio drop-in?
No, I'll just link it in the show notes.
I don't know that you need to do that. You do a lot of work in these show notes, I just realized. Mm-hmm. I don't know that that's necessary.
I like to have, plus it helps me find stuff later.
But you know what? Here's the thing. It gives away everything that we're talking about. It gave away the slow game yesterday, or last week.
Oh, yeah.
Because you see then, you described what the whole slow game was. And it's like, in a podcast full of not special things, like maybe we don't reveal what the special things are going to be.
Okay. Listener, look forward to abbreviated show notes moving forward.
Yeah. Be like one-liners.
Yeah.
It's a tot off. Bad idea, right? Or something like that.
That's cute.
You know?
It's a great idea, though.
What is?
The tot off.
Oh, I thought you meant shortening the episode notes. I think that's a great idea.
This was. Is Talking Toe News.
Okay, Becky left, so we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And we're back!
Yeah, Becky's back. She walked out and then she came back.
I did. I came back. I brought two plates. I got a blue plate here with Kroger tots and tater rounds. And then I have a white plate over here with Orida brand regular tots and mini tots.
I don't know if we've explained what we're doing here.
It's a tot off.
Yeah. Yeah. We know it's a tot off.
Set us up.
Couldn't be clear that what we're having is a classic tot off. But what that is, you don't know what that is.
No.
So the tater tot is a preparation of a potato, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a tater tot off. You see how I've already expanded it a little bit?
I like it.
All right. Okay. It's a tater tot competition where we have purchased tater tots from different brands, different preparations or variations on the tater tot. And we're going to eat them. We're going to talk about what we like about them.
That's right.
It's a tot off. It's like an old county fair tot off in our own home.
Yeah. It is like an old county fair tot off. Let's tot. Let's start with these Kroger tots. What do you say?
Let's take our time.
Okay.
Let's take our time.
So I've got...
What's your history with Kroger?
Well, let me first say that this journey of trying to find a lot of different kind of tots helped me realize that there's not that much variety in the land of tots.
I beg to differ. We have five tots, five different types of tots.
But most of them, three of the five are just regular tots, just different brands of regular tots.
Three of the five are tater tots in this world.
Yeah.
That's a lot of that's almost as many as fries.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
The tot is ubiquitous. 20 years ago, the tot was not ubiquitous.
That's true. When I first...
And now you're complaining.
When I first moved to Atlanta, I was not vegan at this time, but at the time there was a bar called the Highlander, which is where me and my friends all hung out. And at the Highlander, you could order... They called it a pitcher, but it actually didn't come in a pitcher anymore by the time I had moved to town. A pitcher of tots, which was really a bowl full of tots. And then you could order different toppings like cheese, jalapenos, fried onions. You could get ranch to dip.
Mm-hmm.
And I really had a totaisance at the Highlander over the course of many late nights.
Yeah.
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 That's where I kind of rediscovered like that tots can be... Yeah. Super fun. It's not just a lunch line thing.
Yeah.
Before that, it was like a school lunch thing to me. I had never had a tot outside of a school cafeteria.
I think that was true in the world.
Yeah.
Like tots came back. They went away and they came back.
My friend Josh and a couple of his buddies came down from New York way back then.
Mm-hmm.
This was like 2006, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And I took them to the Highlander for tater tots, and it blew their little minds. They were like, I told them that we could go get some tots, and they were like, excuse me, what?
Mm.
We have to do that. Yeah. They were like, I haven't had a tater tot since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And they could not stop talking about it the whole time we were there. Tater tots like really bring joy to people.
I think they do.
What's your history with tots, Dave?
I also think it wouldn't be a Sepotimber without that story.
Oh.
I think that's a staple of Sepotimber.
Yeah. Oh, well, tots mean a lot to me.
It's okay. I tell the same stories all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I've never repeated myself on this podcast. I'm a little bit more professional than that.
Wow.
Well, I'm just saying. My history is the same. School than Highlander. Yeah.
Let's eat some tots.
Well, what are we going to do? What's the game plan here?
Let's start with just the regular. Or let's start with the actually, let's try the babies and the rounds, and then we'll try all the regular ones, 1, 2, 3.
I feel like that's just going to make the regular ones all blend together.
You're right. Let's start with the regular Kroger, and then we'll do the Kroger rounds.
Let's do regular Kroger rounds, regular Orida, regular mini Orida, regular Publix.
Sounds good.
Okay. So all right. What did I say was first?
Regular Kroger. Okay. You want cheers?
No, I don't want to cheers.
Okay.
I'm angry at you.
I got to say, you have been poo-pooing Kroger's tater tots for some time.
Yeah, it was the worst tot I've ever had in my life. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I kind of didn't know what you were talking about until we got all these tots in the house. And I very quickly had the Kroger ones and then the Orida ones because I was trying to dip into different bags so we didn't run out of anything before the tot off.
Yeah.
They are so dry.
They're bad. They taste like they went bad. They're soggy and yet like brittle and dry.
Yeah, they taste like stale and dry.
Yeah, they're bad. Worst tot I've ever had.
Yeah, not a fan either.
Yeah.
All right, let's go Kroger rounds. So these are like little discs. They're about the size of like a nickel, but fat.
You're telling me that a nickel is that size?
You think it's a quarter?
Yes, it's clearly a quarter size.
It's like the size of a quarter.
When was the last time you saw money in the world?
These are better. They're a little more moist.
Yeah, they're better. They're the preferred Kroger top. See how fast this is going to go? I'm telling you.
I will say that the round shape does give you a crunchier tot. Orida makes a round, and I've had them before. And the Orida rounds, when I made them, they were like too crunchy. So, there was no tender, pillowy potato inside for me.
Just to make sure I understand.
Mm-hmm.
We're two tots in into the tot off, and you're already talking about a tot that is not part of this tot off.
I looked for them. I couldn't find them.
I think that we should just keep our conversation focused on the tots that we purchased and that are contestants. You wouldn't be at like an Orlando Magic versus a Chicago Bulls game and be like, I wonder how LeBron would be playing in this game. Right?
No.
He doesn't play for those teams, Becky.
Oh.
So you understand, like, it would be like the person commenting on the match between Magic and the Bulls. Being like, I bet LeBron could have made that shot.
You don't think that's the kind of flight of fancy you would have?
Not if your job was to comment on the game in front of you.
Oh, right. As an actual professional.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, yeah, you do make a compelling yes. point.
A lot of food I'd rather be eating than this.
Let's move on. Don't you think?
Don't you want to get the other ones?
Are they ready?
I don't know. I'm in here.
I'm back.
Told you. Told you they'd be ready. Well, now we're going to move on. Do you remember the catchy song?
Mm-mm.
Because when they say Orida, it's Orida.
Oh, that's right.
Hold on.
Here we go. Every Tuesday, Mom picks me up from tap lessons. Then I keep her company while she makes dinner. Burgers and Orida tater tots. The best. Life would be perfect if every day was Tuesday.
Today is Tuesday, and
yeah,
so let's have some tater tots.
Hey, let's do it. You want to cheers?
No. Still no.
Just much better.
See? We kind of disagree. They taste like paste. There's no flavor to them. They're not crispy. They're just kind of the mush on the inside.
That's because they sat there.
No, it's not because they sat there.
Inside, though, I feel like the Kroger ones, the insides have more space between the potato pieces that are dry. And this, it was more mashed, mushy inside, but not in a bad way.
Hmm. All right. I'm going to mini it up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these guys are about half the size, half the width, half the girth of an Orida tater tot. I think these are too small to matter.
Well, I like it.
Yeah, but spoiler alert, we had a little bowl of these as a late night snack.
Mm-hmm.
And we both agreed they were unsatisfying. But with a tot that tastes this bad, you want little ones.
Yeah.
Because it's less to eat. Now let's talk Publix. Publix, these things look like little bars of gold.
Yeah, they look better.
They look like the commercial tater tot.
Mm-hmm.
These guys, look at these.
Yeah. The Arida ones look sad.
Look at these pale little limpies, you know?
Yeah.
What is this? What is this, swim practice?
Now, these are just fresh out of the air fryer, too.
Now. I'm in tot heaven. I've ascended to tot heaven.
Yeah, these are really good.
This is the best tot. It's got the friedness, like that taste, that restaurant friedness taste in there. It's fluffy, but it's also that crispy outside, which these ones, all of the rest of the tots did not have that crispy outside.
Mm-hmm.
Contrasted with the mushy inside.
Yeah.
Space between the potato guts.
Mm-hmm.
It's got it all. Publix wins.
Yeah. Me. Yeah. It's an easy call, honestly.
Yeah. This is the easiest Sepo Timber decision I've ever had to make.
Mm-hmm. If you had to rank them.
Publix.
Mm-hmm.
Kroger Rounds. Arida Minis. Arida Maxis. Kroger Maxis.
I think that's mine too. Publix, huh. Kroger Rounds, Arida Minis, Kroger.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
What?
Toeheads.
What?
Dave and I are in agreement.
That's right.
We're in agreement at the end of the tot off. Unprecedented. This is amazing.
Yeah.
This is a historic moment.
Yes.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, we did it.
We did it.
We did it.
We totted off.
We totted our faces off.
We really did. I'm going to have a stomach ache.
Total tot out.
Because we just ate a full dinner.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. It was pumpkin, though. So it was nice to have something else. We got a letter?
Here's a letter that we received. It's a shorty.
Okay.
Carolina sent us a video of her unboxing her Talkin' Tofu mug. She ordered a Talkin' Tofu mug from our Tee Public shop. She got it in yellow. It has our logo on it. And I can't play the video again because I've already, now I've liked it. Carolina, I'm out here liking videos from a week ago. But I did like it. It was sweet. It's a good mug. We have one too, and I use it when I'm cooking. I always measure my spices into it, so I have them all ready to pour into the pan.
Can I give the URL?
If you go to teepublic.com/user/talkin-tofu, you can find all of our merch. Get yourself a Talkin' Tofu mug or a t-shirt or something else.
Yeah.
It actually does help us out.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
What helps more, that or the ads?
That.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like by a lot of orders of magnitude.
Okay.
It's true. Hey, do you want to write us a letter? Write to us at talkintofupod@gmail.com. That's talking without the G. You can slide into our DMs, talkintofupod on Instagram. I read and respond to every single one. And thank you all for listening. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. It really helps us out, and we just love reading those 5-star reviews. We might even read yours on the pod. And do us a big favor and tell a friend about us. Word of mouth is the number one way that people find our little show.
I think you shot past a letter.
We don't have one. Oh, did you find one?
Yes.
Oh, we have a letter, everyone.
Dim Sum Kitty writes, the actress is Bianca Lawson. This is in reference to the other Slayer from season 2 of Buffy. She still looks the same now as she did then. Witchery. Dave, you have now officially witnessed Buffy's overalls of sadness. Look for them in episodes to come. Then a later note, Jenny Callender. Love Jenny Callender.
I do, too. She's great.
And then a note to you. Becky, I have watched Buffy a million times, and I can have discussions with Dave where he's at without spoiling. You can do it, too. I believe in you.
I appreciate the encouragement, Dim Sum Kitty.
And also, Xander does not deserve Cordy.
Correct.
Which I now disagree with.
Yeah?
Because I told you, I came out of my office to tell you.
Oh, you turned a corner on Xander.
I did not come out the office and say that.
No.
I came out and told you, I think Xander is very brave.
He is very brave.
I think it takes a lot of bravery to do the things that he does.
He is
despite
brave.
All of my criticisms about him, it takes a lot of courage and bravery to do the things that he does. Sometimes he does them alone, and that takes even more bravery.
Especially because he's the one that without any magic or superpowers.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I'm a stander for Xander.
Wow.
Yeah. Only sometimes. I'm Line Leader on Twitter, Instagram, and Threads, and Line Leader was taken on TikTok.
Talking to a few.
You didn't do yours.
Oh, hey, I'm Glue and Glitter on Instagram and Threads, and you can find my recipes, including lots of ones for potatoes, at glueandglitter.com. Talkin' Tofu is a production of Caddington Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats. Goodbye.
Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.